This is KNPR and KNPR.org. I'm Rick Andrews. It may have been closed years ago, but one restaurant is still talked about. Here's Senator Richard Bryan with Nevada Yesterdays.
As the story went, reported by Mark Twain,
in the name of the people of the United States, to whom you bold and armed.
The stage is set in Nevada for the 35th nuclear explosion.
Donald Campbell, the fastest man on water on Lake Mead, Nevada.
Be lady tonight.
First, a warning. If you're watching your weight, this edition of Nevada Yesterdays may be a tough one for you. 25 years ago, the Green Shack closed. The sign still leads on East Fremont Street where it leads to the Boulder Highway. The memories linger as well. The restaurant opened in 1930 as the Colorado. A woman named Mattie Jones, known as Jimmy, was the boss. She and her husband had been in business in Taft, California. After her husband died in 1928, she moved to Las Vegas and bought land. She sold food out of a window of her home on the trail to the river. She bought a building from the Union Pacific and old barracks. She had the building moved to the site in 1932. About that time, it became the Green Shack because the building was green. Jones added to the building within a decade, with a new canopy to follow around 1960. Jones's nephew, Frank McCormick, took over from her, then his wife, Elaine, and then their son, Jim, and his wife, Barbara. They ran it until it closed. Workers commuting to the dam loved the food, and so did generations to follow. The Green Shack had a full menu, but specialized in fried chicken and mashed potatoes. The bread pudding was well known, too. For its first 3 years, it also served bootleg whiskey. When Prohibition ended, the Green Shack got the first new local liquor license. It had a lot of famous customers. Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin worked their way over from the Strip. So, too, did Bugsy Siegel, who was connected to the mob. Old Western movie star Hoot Gibson would eat there, coming over from his ranch, called the D4C, since it catered to people seeking divorces. It was also a hangout for locals. The Bar Association regularly met there, from the Foleys and the McNamees in the 30s onward. Politicians frequented as well, and I attended a number of meetings there. The Lions Club celebrated getting its charter there. The American Legion met there. Auto dealer Jim Marsh held his company's Christmas parties there. Families went there for reunions, anniversary celebrations, New Year's events, special Thanksgiving and Christmas meals, and dinner parties. Its Western theme, with comfortable chairs and a fireplace, made for a great atmosphere. It wasn't always calm, however. Its bartender, Curly Teal, was convicted of murdering a dam worker in 1932. The Green Shack was accused of selling liquor to minors at one point. It went on the National Register of Historic Places in 1994, but that didn't bring in more customers. As Las Vegas grew and expanded in all directions with new neighborhoods and new places to try. Then came the sad day on May 30th, 1999, when Jim and Barbara McCormick taped a handwritten sign to the door. The Green Shack is closing after nearly 70 years of business. Thank you for being part of our lives. For longtime Las Vegans, what's left are the memories. The cast iron skillets, 8 of them, that Mrs. Jones used when she opened and were still there when it closed. And the fried chicken made with flour, salt, poultry seasonings, and white pepper before being fried in lard. It's been 25 years, but we can still taste it. As we told you at the outset, this would be a tough one for dieters. This is Senator Richard Bryan urging you to join me next time for more Nevada Yesterdays.
Nevada Yesterdays is written by UNLV history professor Michael Green and is supported by Nevada Humanities. Real news, real stories, real voices. Nevada Public Radio.